At the Firehouse Art Center, A.L. Lummis has arrived as the resident artist, igniting a blend of contemporary realism and powerful storytelling, set to fuel fellow creators through workshops culminating in a gallery exhibition this coming February. Through her kinetic sculptures and fractured portraits, Lummis invites viewers into the personal, yet resilient, world of survivors, offering a platform for authentic human stories that resonate with audiences on a visceral level. "Realism is to art as country music is to storytelling," Lummis said. "If you can evoke empathy, just like with any good novel. Once you get that human connection, then suddenly, you're breaking down that wall." Lummis's artistic expression is not solely a pursuit of storytelling, embodying resilience and dark humor, as she fractures traditional portraits into recognizable yet fragmented forms. She invites viewers into a contemporary realm that challenges conventional visual narratives while urging resonance with the depicted images. "What I find most intriguing is allowing my models to guide the narrative," Lummis said. "Life is hard, things are hard, but approaching them with a smile is crucial." In a collaborative process, she encourages her subjects to express their stories through poses and expressions, often contrasting profound themes with a touch of levity. This intentional juxtaposition aims to portray the resilience and humanity within the stories, highlighting the strength of survivors. She acknowledged the tendency within the art world to swiftly dismiss realism but emphasized the profound storytelling potential embedded within hyper-realistic portraits. "For Lummis, it's not just about visual accuracy but about creating a human connection, evoking empathy and breaking down the barriers between art and audience." Lummis doesn't confine her storytelling to two-dimensional art. Her current venture during the Firehouse residency involves transforming her subjects into kinetic structures, aiming to break the proverbial third wall. Through these interactive pieces, she aspires to bridge the gap between art and audience, compelling individuals to engage, touch and interact, thereby reaching out for a genuine connection with the human story. With a passionate dedication to advocacy through her art, Lummis hopes to inspire a redefinition of safety planning, especially for women. Her art aims to provoke awareness and understanding, advocating for proactive safety measures and challenging perceptions. "It's not about being against anybody, a particular group of people. It's not about blaming anyone," Lummis said. Often misunderstood, Lummis is keen to stress that her art isn't about being against any particular group but about highlighting societal issues. She wishes for her message to be received as a call for collective understanding and improvement, not division. Reflecting on her initial residency experience, Lummis expressed immense gratitude for the Firehouse Art Center's supportive environment. Having previously felt isolated due to the intersectionality of her roles as a female art engineer, a realist artist and a mother living in North Denver, she finds solace and inspiration within the vibrant artistic community at the Firehouse. Initially expecting a modest artistic environment, Lummis discovered a vibrant and welcoming community in Longmont. The residency has provided her with a sanctuary where she feels embraced and surrounded by fellow creators in an environment conducive to artistic exploration and growth. "This has been such a beautiful atmosphere," Lummis shared. "Everybody that I've met here has been so interested in what they do. It's really lovely." Lummis will host a series of workshops over the next few months. She plans to offer insights into framing techniques, an area that can often be overlooked for female artists, owing to societal norms around power tools and craftsmanship. In addition, she aims to delve into the world of kinetics, blending mechanical engineering with art through workshops on basic mechanisms.